From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us. Registered pharmacist, nutritionist, cosmetic chemist, has been compounding custom medications for years. And happy American Pharmacist Month, Ben.
Thank you so much, George. I appreciate that.
You deserve it. How have you been?
I've been wonderful. Thank you, George. Can't believe the year's almost over, coming into Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas and another year in the books.
And by the way, that's an interesting way of saying things, too. Like, how have you been, Ben?
Have you been?
Ben? I like that. At criticalhealthnews.com, that's the website. Let's set another record by going to it. You've been busy this month.
Yeah, I've been busy. Been traveling. I was in Philadelphia a couple of weeks ago. Be in Sonoma this weekend, and then South Dakota next week. New York 2 weeks after that.
Well, good for you. The holidays coming up too fast, too, aren't they, Ben?
Yeah, holidays are coming up, and you know what? The holidays are the perfect time to start a nutritional supplement program. Everybody's always concerned about overeating for the holidays. One of the best things you could do to protect yourself, if you're concerned about overeating, is load up with nutrition before you start your meals. You'll find that you eat less food.
You know, I want to ask you about New Year's resolutions as we get close to New Year's. Why do we need that? Why don't we just do it right now?
I know, right? The start of the year seems to be like a time in the calendar, just based on the calendar.
To start something new, right?
New beginnings, right? Do you do the New Year's resolution?
No, I don't. I do. If I have an issue that I'm going to do, I do it right now. And that's the way to do it.
We seem to need to be incentivized to do things that are good for us. It's not like we do them just naturally. We have to have some kind of incentive to do them. And that's just part of being human. You know, we're busy.
We're going to take calls at the half with you and on all of next hour, and the emails are rolling in. You're going to love this one from Nicole in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
What does hyaluronic acid do to the body?
You said that well, George.
Uh-huh. I've learned it.
How long have I been talking about hyaluronic
acid? A long time.
A long time. I first learned about hyaluronic acid when I was working for the Blistex Corporation back in my pharmacy school days. We used to keep it under lock and key because hyaluronic acid was more precious than gold.
Wow.
The only place you could get it was from rooster combs. If you ever felt a rooster comb, it has a kind of squishy feeling. It almost feels like your earlobe, and that's because it's packed with substances like hyaluronic acid. Hyaluronic acid traps water. It absorbs water. Maybe a half a teaspoon of hyaluronic acid can hold a gallon of water, or close
You're
to a gallon
kidding.
Of water. So wherever the body needs to keep water trapped, like in cartilage, in joints, for example, and also in your skin, you'll find hyaluronic acid. So skincare companies have gotten wise, and they start to, when hyaluronic acid became cheap through fermentation processes, they figured this is a great way to moisturize the skin, and you find hyaluronic acid now in a lot of skincare products. But taking it orally is a wonderful way to support your own natural hyaluronic acid in your joints, and it turns out that hyaluronic acid is one of the best anti-arthritis supplements you could ever use.
What would you also recommend for aging skin, she asks?
Hyaluronic acid.
The same thing, huh?
Yeah, and also, you know, that's a great question. You know, I've been in the skincare business for many years. I'll tell you the three most important ingredients for your skin.
Okay.
Number one, or topical ingredients for your skin. Number one, fat-soluble vitamin C. Not water, not the cheap kind, not the watery kind, but the fatty kind. Number two, a vitamin A derivative called retinol. Or if you want to go on the prescription route, you can get something called retinoic acid. And number three, alpha hydroxy acids. And those are the big three topical ingredients for keeping your skin young and beautiful, and also for helping you if you have skin diseases like acne or eczema or psoriasis. Vitamin C, retinol, i.e. or retinoic acid, and alpha hydroxy acids can help you with all of those.
I've seen retinol in a cream form.
Yep, you're starting
right?
to see it more and more. In fact, now it's hard to get even. And the price has gone up because now so many folks know about retinol. We learn in pharmacy school about the importance of retinol as vitamin A, about the importance of vitamin A for the skin. And interestingly, vitamin A deficiency is one of the more common nutrient deficiencies, and it may be that many of the skin health problems, including aging skin that people have to deal with, are the end result of vitamin A deficiencies. And this is really an important idea. We assume, George, that if we take a multiple vitamin, we're going to get enough nutrients. And I'm telling you, that myth That idea that all you need is a multiple vitamin is behind many health problems and many skin problems specifically. You absolutely need to take a multiple vitamin just to get the minimum wage, but you need extra nutrients if you want to be maximally healthy. They have this thing called the RDA, right? The recommended daily allowance.
Right.
And most multiple vitamins are based on the RDA, the recommended daily allowance. But what they don't tell you is the recommended daily allowance is not there to keep you maximally healthy. It's there just to keep you alive. And this is how medicine looks at health. Medicine looks at health as the absence of disease. That's not really a good definition of health, the way I look at it. The good definition of health is when you feel great, when you look great, when you have maximum energy, when you can lift things over your head, when you don't get sick. To me, health is not just missing disease, but it's living and feeling great. And the only way you're going to be able to do that is to get on a nutritional supplement program, make sure you're eating correctly, exercising, relaxing, and meditating, and doing all the things that we talk about on this program every 6 weeks.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. He works with Dr. Joel Wallach as they give us great information. Each switches on and off every 3 weeks. Ben will be back in 6 weeks from this week. Ben, since you've been doing this, and you've been doing this for us for a number of years now, you have helped so many people. I can't tell you. I mean, I just came back from Everett, Washington. People were talking about you and Doc Wallach during the intermission stages.
You know, I appreciate that, George. It means a lot to me when you say that. I got to tell you, it helps me to help other people. When we help people, we feel good about ourselves. I can look at myself in the mirror at night. I can sleep well at night knowing that I'm making a positive difference in the world. And I know you were talking earlier, before I got on, you were talking about how when we have dinner with our families,
you feel better.
We feel better, right? There are so many ways that we can feel better that have nothing to do with medicine, that have nothing to do with drugs. Helping other people, being connected to your family, being in communication with strangers and with loved ones. There are so many different things that we can do to improve our mental health and to improve our physical health, yet we believe that we have to be medicalized. We believe that we have to be drugged. We believe that we have to interact with the medical model in order to be healthy. And I'm telling you, George, there are so many simple little things that we can do to stay healthy and to feel good about our lives. You said you were talking about the history about Pharmacy Month, American Pharmacy Month.
Right.
And it reminded me how the earliest medications were not drugs. The earliest medications were foods.
And plants.
They were plants. They were herbs. The earliest pharmacists had a mortar and pestle, and they ground up plant material, and they gave us basically plants. Hippocrates, the father of medicine, said, "Let food be thy medicine, and let medicine be thy food." And to me, these are the things that we have to reconnect with. The natural ways of being healthy. And that's why I'm such a big believer in nutritional supplementation, and that's why I'm proud to call myself a nutritional pharmacist.
You know, you're the kind of pharmacist that everybody should want to go to because you're the one who is helpful. If people came up to you and asked you a question, you'd recommend something natural first, wouldn't you?
Absolutely, 100%, because there's no such thing, George, as a drug deficiency disease. But there are a whole slew of nutritional deficiency diseases, and I would propose that almost all diseases, all chronic long-term diseases, have some kind of element of a nutritional deficiency. So why not replace the missing substance? Why would we resort to something artificial and chemical and toxic and something that the body has to remove and eliminate with its detoxification machinery when at the end of the day, almost all chronic degenerative diseases have at their root some kind of digestive or nutritional issue.
Betty writes, "Why am I depressed? I don't know. I can't answer that, Ben. Neither can you, but what can she do?"
Well, you know, if you're not depressed, you're not reading you're not participating in the world because it's a very hard world, and the world has a way of weighting us down, of pulling us down. But there's lots of things that you could do if you're feeling depressed because of the weight of the world. For one thing, gratitude. Just that we're alive to be depressed, just that we're alive to see all the horrible things that are going on is a gift. We want to be appreciative of our lives, and in fact, from a biochemical perspective, when we feel gratitude, we activate our healing nervous system. We get more blood supply to the front of our brain where we think imaginatively and creatively, and away from the fear part of the brain. When we feel gratitude, our immune system is stronger, our skin is healthier, our bones are stronger. When we feel gratitude, we can sleep well at night. In fact, if I can't sleep, if I have insomnia, what I do is I go through a list in my head of all the things I'm grateful for, and then I go back around, do the list again, and then go back around, do the list a third time. Next thing I know, it's first thing in the morning. Insomnia is an epidemic, and one of the main reasons is because we're not thankful for our lives. We're under duress and we're under stress because we're not paying attention to all the amazing things that are going on in our lives. Just the gift of being able to perceive our world, the colors in our world, the sounds and the sights and the tastes, is this amazing, amazing gift. And if you were to put a gun to the average person's head, they would say, no, no, don't kill me because I want to be alive. I love to be
alive. Let's hope so. We're going to take calls with you in a moment. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to. But back with your calls in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie with you along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. If you miss whatever he says, you can call this toll-free number, 1-855-949-7234. Ben, right before we go to calls, another email in from Carol in Sonoma, California. She wants to know about bentonite clay and used for detoxification. What do you
for what? For detox?
For detox.
Oh, it's one of the best. And it's another example of how simple nutrition can be. Bentonite clay is just dirt, basically, but it's loaded with wonderful minerals. And it has a really interesting property of being a magnet for toxins. It's also great for folks who are dealing with loose stools or diarrhea. It can help mop up excess moisture and water. And it's just a great supplement to use on a regular daily basis. In fact, Dr. Wallach's plant-derived minerals, in part, are based on the science of bentonite. So bentonite clay is a real neat supplement, it's not really a supplement, but a real neat therapeutic modality.
Where does it come from?
Dirt. Clay.
Just any place?
Well, no. There's specific sources of it. Wyoming, Utah, have great concentrations of bentonite, but it's found all over the world. And it's just clay. In fact, it's interesting because when you scoop it up and put it in water, it looks like mud. But I'll tell you what, it's delicious mud. It tastes really good, and it's wonderful for you. It's great, great detox. One of the best.
Let's go to John in California, first-time caller. Welcome to the program. Hi, John.
Hey, John.
You with us? Nope. First-time caller is not there. Let's go next to Frank in Hollywood, Maryland. Welcome to the show. Hey, Frank, go ahead.
Hey, Frank.
Howdy, George. Glad to be back with you.
You too.
Pharmacist Ben, I can't say enough about you. I really appreciate what you do.
Appreciate it.
My question is acid reflux.
Oh, yeah.
Acid
reflux.
What is it, and how do you remedy it? And arthritis. Does arthritis prey on old sports injuries, or is it natural with old age, young age?
It comes with old age, but it's not necessarily natural. It's a degenerative problem. It's the joints degenerating, and there's lots of ways you can treat that. And it's also, interestingly, related to your first question, which is acid reflux. Acid reflux is basically when acid splashes back up through a loose sphincter. It's not a problem with too much acid. This is a misunderstanding, and unfortunately, the treatments that we use for acid reflux cause more harm than good, which is not an unusual phenomenon when you start to work with medicines and with drugs. The drugs they give you for acid reflux suppress acid. Well, that'll stop the acid reflux, of course, because you're not making acid. But unfortunately, acid is required for the absorption of minerals and for the digestion of various foodstuffs, especially proteins. So it's not a good strategy to suppress acid. What you want to do is you want to figure out why that sphincter is loose, and it's usually the result of the wrong kinds of foods. And so what you want to do is you want to associate your acid reflux with the kind of foods that you ate before you got the reflux, and then eliminate those foods. Also, the Nightly Essence from Longevity is a great supplement for treating acid reflux because it restores the healthy bacteria in the gut, which reduces the gas that's emitted from the bad bacteria that can cause the acid to be pushed up through that sphincter. So if you have to take a medicine for acid reflux, and sometimes it can be miserable, use something like calcium, like Tums, rather than Nexium or some drug that suppresses the acid, because you need stomach acid. Stomach acid is good for you. And it's interesting because a lot of older folks are on these antacid-type drugs, And it's kind of like this idea that you're making too much acid. And as we all know, when you're older, you don't make too much of anything.
Wasn't there a recall on an acid reflux drug?
I'm not sure if there's a recall on it, but the acid reflux drugs can cause malabsorption of minerals and the B vitamins, which can wreak havoc on the nervous system and on the skeletal system. So I don't know about if there was a recall, but I can tell you these acid reflux drugs can cause all kinds of havoc on the body when you start taking them for long term. So figure out the foods that are causing the reflux. Eliminate those foods. Use a good probiotic supplement like the Nightly Essence from Youngevity. And if you have to, use Tums rather than one of the drugs. Arthritis is a degenerative condition, and it's a sign that you're not absorbing your nutrients or you're not getting your nutrients. The aforementioned hyaluronic acid is a wonderful supplement for dealing with arthritis and one of the all-time great nutritional supplements for a lot more than just arthritis is the glucogel caps. The glucogel caps have something in it called glucosamine. I'm sure you've heard of that, George and John.
Yep.
Glucosamine has a reputation for helping build joints, and indeed it does, and the glucogel caps are a miracle for treating arthritis. But guess what? The glucogel caps are also great for preventing wrinkles. They're also great for strengthening your blood vessels. They're also great for folks who are dealing with osteoporosis. And bonus, the glucogel caps also have a blood thinning effect. So they'll help you improve the circulation of the blood so you get more nutrients to the cells. And as if that weren't enough, the glucogel caps are also ideal for folks who are dealing with diabetes. And this is all one supplement. This is why I'm a nutritional pharmacist, George. You take drugs and you deal with side effects. You take nutrients and you get extra beneficial effects.
I think it was the drug Zantac.
Zantac. I do remember that. That was one of the old-time acid suppressors. And yes, it is a problem. And also Tagamet, which is similar to that. I do remember there was a recall on that. You know, interestingly, babies will sometimes get acid reflux because they're eating the wrong foods. And one of the things that the medical profession does is they'll give babies Zantac and Tagamet, and I was guilty of doing that myself in the pharmacy. So for any kind of acid reflux issue, I highly recommend that you look for foods that are causing the problem and then the elimination diet where you eliminate those foods and then probiotic supplements.
If you don't get on this half hour, we're taking calls next hour with Pharmacist Ben, so do not worry. Connie's with us in San Diego.
Hey, Connie.
Welcome to the show.
Hello, Pharmacist Ben. I would like to know, when you eat a sugary dessert, does that sugar somehow inhibit or destroy your proteins?
Well, that's a very good question. Sounds like you know a little chemistry there. There's an interesting reaction, chemical reaction, that happens between sugar and protein. It's called glycation. And this glycation reaction is responsible for a lot of the symptoms of aging, especially in the tiny blood vessels in the kidneys and in the eyes. And this is one of the reasons why diabetes and kidney disease go hand in hand and why diabetes and eye diseases go hand in hand. So yes, indeed, sugar can react with protein and cause this glycation problem. In fact, diabetics know that they have to get a test called a hemoglobin A1C test. You may have heard of this, Connie and George. The hemoglobin A1C test is a test to see how much of your protein is being burnt up or glycated by sugar. And so, yes, you're absolutely correct. There is a very important pro-aging, pro-disease reaction between sugar and protein. It's called glycation.
Ben Fuchs with us, criticalhealthnews.com. Why is it with some diabetics they have some of their extremities removed?
That's exactly what I just said. Glycation affects the very small blood vessels in the extremities, the fingers, the toes, and even the legs and the hands. And diabetes is a leading cause of amputation of those limbs. So using anti-glycating nutrients is another strategy that you can use in addition to reducing your sugar. And this is one of the reasons why the Sweeties is so important for diabetics. It has anti-glycating properties, as does the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. The B vitamins have anti-glycating properties.
So many people have high glucose levels, don't they?
Everybody. It's just how we live. You know, human beings love sugar. In fact, every living thing loves sugar.
Cancers love sugar.
Cancer cells love sugar. And bacterial cells love sugar. And humans love sugar. And animals love sugar. And for eons, there was no sugar. You can think of where we would get sugar from. Maybe some honey or a berry if you were lucky on the African savanna. But all of a sudden, about 200 years ago, 250 years ago, they figured out how to process sugar, and it became really cheap. In fact, the New World, that is the Americas, were partially lionized and appreciated because sugar would grow here. And in fact, that's where slavery started. Slavery started in order to get sugar to be processed. Sugar processing is a very labor-intense process, and they used slaves to refine sugar. And so when sugar became a thing in the 1700s, late 1600s and 1700s, all of a sudden human beings had sugar. And because life was hard, sugar was considered to be a wonderful, a sweet substance that would make life a little bit easier. Sugar became a thing. And today we got so much sugar that it's coming out of our ears. The average American eats almost 100 pounds of sugar every year.
Remember that Mary Poppins song?
Yeah.
Just a spoonful of sugar makes
the medicine go down.
What did they mean by that?
Well, they meant that the medicine of life is a little easier to tolerate when you have some sweetness in it.
Ah.
But really, they were just talking about medicine, putting a little honey or putting a little sweet stuff in medicine to get kids to take it. But really, from a philosophical perspective, a little bit of sweetness makes the hardness of life easier to tolerate.
Next up, Cornelius is with us in Louisiana. Hello there. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling great, George, and that pharmacist pukes, but I was so glad to hear Frank. I hadn't heard Frank in a long time from Hollywood, Maryland. George, I know why you put me on right then and there. Pharmacist pukes, I had over 1,000 sugar and everything, and I almost died if it hadn't been for George and Tommy. And I learned my lesson. I was drinking sweet tea and lemonade after my dad died and wasn't eating right because we had a victory garden here and stuff. So once I got out of the hospital and stuff after about a month, I started eating right again. The doctors wanted to force me on insulin. But like I said, because I ate right and because of Coast to Coast AM praying for me, I got through all of that. But, George, this is my question, and I want to appreciate Donna Walker for letting me through too. As a military police officer, I trained against the Russians and stuff, and I see our health and human services are getting all this iodine tablets and everything in case we get hit by a nuclear bomb or dirty bomb or anything like this. So, Pharmacist Fuchs, my question for you, is there anything naturally that you and Dr. Wallach have that can help us in case of a nuclear attack or radiation poison or anything like that? George,
yeah.
God bless you. You got the number one show in the world, and that's why I listen to that music.
You got that right.
But it is the number one show in the world.
Let's pray we don't have any nuke fallout. Jeez.
Yeah, I know.
But if we do, what can you do naturally?
Plant-derived minerals. That's one of the most important properties of plant-derived minerals. They can chelate heavy metals and radiation poisoning. Plant-derived minerals, that's one of the best things, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine or the Ultimate Classic. Anywhere you can do plant-derived minerals, you should be loading up on them every day.
Next up, Eric in Indianapolis. Hey, Eric, welcome to the show.
Hello, George.
Hi there, buddy.
Hey, I got a question for
Pharmacist Ben.
Ben Fuchs. Get him confused there, I guess. That corny, he's pretty amazing. That was a good question he asked a while ago.
Frightening question.
Yeah, it is. When a person has like moles, a little bumps and stuff like that, what causes that and would be good to, you know?
Yeah, first of all, you want to be really careful with moles. You want to watch for them to change shape or color. If your moles change...
Melanomas.
They could be melanomas, or they could be a basal cell carcinoma. They could be skin cancer, and you don't want to mess around with that. So if you notice that you have a mole, and all of a sudden, out of the middle of nowhere, it starts to change shape or starts to change color, that's something that you want to take seriously, and you want to get that looked at. Now, under ordinary circumstances, though, moles happen as we age, and that has to do with how cells divide and how they grow. We don't realize that cells don't grow, they don't just spontaneously grow. They go through steps and they go through stages, and each of these steps and stages is very important, and in order for these steps and stages to occur as they're supposed to occur, a lot of nutrition has to be present and a lot of the environment of the cell has to be clean. As we age and as our body accumulates inflammation and as the toll of nutritional deficiency starts to accrue, cells don't grow and they don't divide properly. Ultimately, that can cause cancer, and that's the reason why we have cancer. But before it causes cancer, sometimes it can be benign, and a mole is a type of benign, almost like cancer growth, not a malignant cancer, but a benign cancer, although it can become malignant. And so what you want to start doing is you want to start using nutrients that help cells grow properly. We talked earlier about retinol for the skin. Well, vitamin A is probably the most important nutrient for helping cells grow properly, but also essential fatty acids, the ultimate EFAs from longevity, for example, are important for these kind of moles and anytime you have cysts or boils or things that are not boils, but skin tags, things that are the end result of cells not dividing properly, the ultimate EFAs, and then a good nutritional supplement program, also keeping your blood sugar down. And I mentioned earlier, we were talking about eating a lot of sugar. One of the best things you could do if you feel like you're eating a lot of sugar and you want to wean yourself off of it is eat more protein and also a specific kind of amino acid, which is a building block of protein, called glutamine. In fact, all diabetics should be using glutamine, or anybody who feels like they're eating a lot of sugar and wants to wean off of it. Longevity has a great glutamine product called Repair Plus.
Ben, we're going to take a break in just a moment and come back with a final hour of phone calls with you in just a moment. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, the number to call for assistance. You heard all the things he said, but if you missed it, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. The website, criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com. They've got great information. They'll tell you a little bit about what you can do to email Pharmacist Ben or Doc Wallach as well. Back in a moment with your calls on Coast to Coast AM.